If you work in quality control at a candy factory, you know strict safety regulations come with the job. It's why you partner with Grainger. Grainger helps you find the high-quality and compliant products your business needs to inspect, detect, and help correct issues. And the sweetest part is, everyone gets a product that's as safe to eat as it is delicious. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Raising Cane's is celebrating our golden birthday year. Join the party with golden chicken fingers and a limited edition golden blush puppy that benefits local pet organizations. Get yours while supplies last. See RaisingCane's.com for details. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love.
It's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine. Rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Happy Monday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great weekend watching golf, playing golf, watching other stuff, tracking the Tennessee situation with Tennessee. How are you guys today?
It's Monday.
It's Monday, the
April 14th. I think there's an 80% chance of rain at 6 o'clock.
Is there?
So get ready for that.
I tell you what, if we dumb into a thunderstorm right now, we are right at the cusp of opening day of mushroom season.
It could be
epic.
I think we're talking about
that. And this is the time. One good thumb. Need a real one. A real rain. Like not just, we've had a couple fake rains.
See that window right there?
Yeah.
We're going to be looking out it and seeing.
I hope so.
A possible rainstorm. If it doesn't rain early, it's probably not raining today. So
it's weatherman.
Thank you, Steve.
My app doesn't show any rain at all today, so I hope your app is different than
from
mine.
Greg. That was from Greg. Oh, he's going to kill me for saying that. Yeah, he said if it's 80% chance, like right in this range.
Okay. My app says no percent chance, so maybe he's right. Maybe he knows something that we don't.
Wait a second. What about the rest of the day?
Nothing.
Okay, I'm glad.
I see no rain in the forecast.
Don't get me wrong.
This has really caught me, so Greg better be nailing this because I'm with Jake. I have no knowledge of any rain coming today.
Now, we could be wrong. I hope that we're wrong.
Yeah, I hope we're wrong.
I actually see the next 10 days no rain in all the forecast over here. Now, that can change, obviously, in any moment.
That's the whole reason I was concerned about mushroom season. We need rain. And now Greg says there's 80% chance, but nothing.
I was floored when he said it. I was like, I had no idea. But it was cloudy when I went outside. Did you hear wind last night? Was I hearing things?
It was windy.
It's been windy. Nothing insane. I told Jake on walking in this morning. I said, I guess this might be one of the more epic thought process to a radio show I've ever had. I/we mm-hmm. could do 3 hours on the Masters, and I could do 3 hours on Tennessee.
Yeah.
And one is riveting, one is fascinating. Yes.
Fascinating, riveting.
Yes.
And we will get to that, Masters and Tennessee and all the sort there. Anything from the weekend that was not sports-related for idle chit-chat off the bat here?
Oh, I mean, I got back into the Ozark. I mean,
you did. Yeah, I got a text from Sip. I said, "Are you watching golf?" He said, "Well, I'm going to. I'm watching Ozark."
I never got to the golf.
Season 4, episode 1.
Yeah, it was awesome. Yeah, I just went back to season 4. Because I missed a lot. I mean, I saw, you know how it is with those series. You watch it but you're distracted. So I'm picking up a lot that I missed.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. I mean, Ozark, when was that? Like 2021, right?
That was a while ago.
That was a while ago.
We liked that show, though. We talked about
it a lot. You missed the Masters to watch Ozark.
I said, the second night has begun. Yeah, please turn off Ozark and turn the Masters.
I faced sort of a moral crisis because Jake was texting me literally, Masters. And I was like, didn't say I wasn't going to, but I didn't say I was going to.
Very interesting because it was a separate text because there's no group text from you guys. There was none.
There was none this week. I got a very, very angry text from Sip. He said, where have you been all weekend? I heard nothing.
I was going to get a group text too, but I knew what you were doing. I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah. I was quiet in the chat. Yeah, I was busy.
No, I didn't watch the Masters. I read about it.
We'll fill you in plenty.
I'm going to tell you, reading about it would be the same as watching it.
I was more riveted by Marty and the cartel situation with the FBI agent. And Marty trying to smooth that out at every step of the way is incredible. Marty Bird's I marvel at the guy. I do. Okay.
He's made some of your articles before.
He gets up every day and there's like five major problems that he has to solve. And it's incredible to watch him smooth over rough edges between
Windy, 4 or 5 years ago, the same story.
Windy and Jonah. Omar Morales. Is that his name, Omar?
I don't remember. I haven't watched it in 5 years. It's been a while.
Omar and the FBI.
I had no idea the show was going to be basically based off of Ozark, a show from 5 years ago.
I just got back into it.
I thought one of the most incredible sports weekends for mid-April. I mean, just...
Oh, I followed the
thing. I thought he had turned the channel, Bill, because it sounded like he had, but he did
I
not.
Did. I just chose not to. I made a choice that I can't get a... It was season 4, ep 2. And I was not going to skip that.
And you couldn't watch it tomorrow or today.
Once you're in it, you're in it. I mean.
I know that feeling. Right. I get that. But.
Yeah, it was hard. It was not. I was not going to lose that. I wasn't going to lose that experience.
By the way, we have a text from Missing Tooth Greg. It says, I resign as early break meteorologist effective immediately.
Hey, Greg, what's the deal?
He made the comment, Greg.
We could be wrong. There could be rain that we don't know about.
And there's no rain. It's 6:07.
I just see nothing in my forecast, and that's one forecast that says that. But that
didn't feel like rain. I mean, that's why I was a little. I didn't know. I had no idea it was supposed to rain. I'm
right now. No one else did either. No one else that's in the professional.
No, Greg, you don't have to resign. I mean, sometimes you just get bad information. There's apparently your website, whatever you're looking at, is just not. Maybe it wasn't up to date.
What do you got there, Jake?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Bill. Yesterday, I was about to do my first ever mow of my yard. Got a brand new mower.
Wait.
And I got distracted. Breaker Jim, came over, and he had a little gift for me to bring out to the show here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Check this out. Brought me a rolled up picture. From the 1937 Nebraska football team, right here.
1937.
Look at this. The mayor, one of the former mayor Schwarzkopf, is in this.
Schwarzkopf.
Look at this. Look at this beautiful
mayor
picture.
Schwarzkopf.
Mayor Schwarzkopf is in this from 1937 Nebraska football picture.
God, look at the stadium.
Look at
that picture too. Oh man.
No end zone seating.
Yeah. Walk-on program was not going at that point.
No, because there's how many players?
It's like about 40.
40.
It's like about 40.
And Schwarzkopf's in there somewhere.
Yes, he's over here on the right side. 54, I believe.
It's pretty there. Sweet.
That's really sweet.
That's kind of cool from Neighbor Jim. He said, just keep it. Put it at the station, show it on the show. I said, all right, no problem with that.
Are those, I mean, you can't tell because it's black and white. Are those red jerseys?
Can't tell. Yeah. I cannot
tell.
It could
be black jerseys.
It could be black.
I didn't know. I mean, you'd think they're red. The pants don't look white, do they? Or is that just like...
No, those look like they're gray.
19 what?
1937.
That just might be the way white looked in 1937.
It's possible.
Maybe it is.
That was kind of nice.
Yeah.
From Neighbor Jim.
Yeah. Neighbor Jim.
Thanks to Neighbor Jim for bringing me a picture from 1937 Nebraska football. I did say as my first ever mow of my yard, that's such a very cool feeling. I'd say it's very difficult to mow my backyard because there's so many different edges. There's a pool back there. It is impossible to mow that backyard.
Do you consider a service?
No. I might consider getting a weed whacker or something. Some edge. I cannot physically mow some areas. The mower will not fit.
Really?
It will not fit. And no more would probably.
Yeah, you got to get a
tiny,
whacker.
Tiny one.
You got to get a weed whacker.
So that was an eye-opener of frustration, but we got through it.
Yeah, so now what'd you do with the grass? Did you just leave the grass?
It's there, right? It's still there.
I know. That'll drive Drake crazy.
Yeah, that would drive me nuts.
I'm a little OCD on the yard.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you got to get every blade.
You do. Especially the first mow. You can't mess that up.
Every blade.
So it was fun.
You got grass standing over there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, your OCD's got to be going crazy.
Yes, it is.
Just go get, you could get hand clippers.
I might do that. I mean, scissors?
I think I got hand clippers in my truck.
Remember the old hand, this old hand
clippers? Yeah, I got some.
I might need those, honestly.
I got some. I mean, they're still very effective. They have them. You could just drive on your way home and stop at any hardware store probably and say, do you have hand clippers?
Or one of the most incredible inventions ever is just get a weed eater.
You could
do that.
I think I'm going to go with the weed eater probably.
Get a weed eater. Tell you right now, get the battery
give
one.
Give me the sound of that, Bill.
Just make sure that. I don't even know if I can do the exact.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
I think that was pretty good. Yeah. That sounds like a broken one.
It's not quite the right speed.
I love the effort.
Turn up the.
There you go.
Better.
I got a headache now.
It sounded good, though, Bill. Yeah.
That feels like you're in some deep grass.
Yeah.
Deep grass. No, I got. You can use a hand clips. I couldn't use it right now because my right hand's all messed up. But
what happened to your hand?
I don't know. I have no idea. Just
I would say this with the undulation. Is that the right word of the pool? There's some areas of the curvature of the everything.
Curvature.
You're way better off to come up with some sort of a plan to landscape it, and to have those areas that curve back in like that. To have those rock. Well,
there is rock. It's the problem. There's a lot of rock. It's just I don't want the whole backyard to be rock though.
Just sounds like. I'm gonna take a look at
if you look at the backyard. You'll see there's some very, very difficult turns for any sort of mower. There's probably people saying, "Listen, I'm an expert mower. Let me show Jake how to mow it." I'd say, "Come, I'm gonna watch you. I'll watch you mow these particular areas and show me the expertise of how to do it." Because I've mowed a lot in my lifetime.
Yeah,
I had difficulties.
God, you have
trying to maneuver ways through it, but
okay, now it's all coming back to me. You have mowed a lot. You love to mow.
I like to mow. Yes, I do enjoy mowing.
Yeah, and Bill does too, right?
I enjoy mowing, especially at the cabin. That's probably my main spot.
God, I hate mowing. Yeah, I've never liked it, and I never will. So we're much different that way.
Feeling of just satisfaction, just down and back. It's like made progress.
I just wish it took like one third the time. It just takes too long. No, if it's a 15-minute job, it takes too long.
I'll give one more shout out during Idle Chit Chat. I was playing a golf tournament Saturday in Sioux City. 10 a.m. tee time at Whispering Creek, wonderful golf course.
I don't know how you do it.
I'm on, we're the second group off hole two, and a guy in the first group goes, says, hang on a second. Are you Jake from the ticket, from early break? Roger in Sioux City, major breaker up there.
What the hell? The guy
in the group ahead of me was a fan of the show. Didn't
how
know him
that?
Going in, had a Husker jacket on in Sioux City.
In Hawkeye country?
Yep. Roger in Sioux City. Good morning, Roger. Thanks for listening. Thanks for playing golf on Saturday.
Man, they have sports shows in Iowa.
That is awesome.
It was good to see you. Yeah, good to hear Roger.
Yeah, Roger.
We promised a beer after the round. Never happened. We never got the beer post-round.
Okay, when did
connect
it was
all.
Just a one-day event?
Yes, one day.
Did you win it, Jake?
No. No, we did not.
What
we
happened?
We played badly. We couldn't putt. It was like 50 mile per hour winds. I'm not sure how people shot what they shot because I couldn't stand up on the green sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, the wind was howling.
I mean, we had seven different times someone's hat blew off and we had to go chase it down like 100 yards away. Right. It went 100 yards. Right, it's like a sprint to go get the hat.
Yeah. It's a tough area to play golf, isn't it?
not many trees in that course. It was windy.
It went from basically a 35, 40 mile an hour wind from the south to a 30 to 45 mile an hour wind from the north yesterday.
It's always great.
It was just, the only thing was I caught a break. I was driving with the wind yesterday coming back into Lincoln.
That big truck?
In the big truck.
Good for the gas mileage there.
Oh, it's very good. It's very good.
That's very nice. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. New customers get 20% off a 2025 fertilizer program. Again, just text the ticket to 402-440-6297. Get a free quote within 24 hours at Newton's Lawn Care. Yesterday was a truly epic Masters Sunday. At one point, Sipal, I know you didn't watch, but Bill
did. I didn't watch it.
At one point, Rory McIlroy entered hole 11 with a five-shot lead.
Damn.
Five-shot lead. You think, all right, this is the best player, besides Scheffler, he's the best player in the world. There's no chance he blows this. By the time he was done with hole 14, so three holes later, he trailed by a shot.
He trailed by a shot.
On 11, he gets a bad drive right, almost puts his ball in the water, does not, makes a bogey. 12, pars it. There's Farley out front, by the way.
Oh, Farley, what's he doing?
Here's the real problem. Hole 13, Sip, you know, it's the dogleg left.
Aim in corner.
Yes, dogleg left, par 5. McIlroy is trying to basically play not to lose. And McIlroy is
laid up.
He is an aggressive golfer. He's one of the longest hitters in the game. And he chose to go 3-wood and layup. So he's at 80 yards for his third shot with the front right pin.
86 yards.
86 yards. And he basically duff shanks it into the water. I mean, I'm going duff shank into the water.
The announcer said it was 25 yards offline.
It was horrible.
25 yards offline.
It was a stunning shot. But at the same time, this is a guy that excels at hitting the long ball and it going for par fives. He has a ton of eagles in his life. So for him to lay up, hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Close your eyes and imagine what you look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same as you did before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you are correct. Hims provides you with convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work all from the comfort of your couch. Choose from personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find out what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits, no insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/earlybreak. That's hims.com/earlybreak for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/earlybreak. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
I understood at the time why he did it, but hindsight's 20/20. He's not a layup type of guy, and he goes in the water. He makes a double bogey 7 on the hole, so all of a sudden, tournament's brought back. It's back open. He's back to 11 under par, while Justin Rose is making birdies left and right ahead of him. Mm-hmm. And
was he down eight strokes at one time?
Seven, I believe.
Eight strokes at one time.
Yes.
And took the lead.
He took the lead on the back nine.
Yes.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, stay connected, Steve. Stay connected.
And so then, McIlroy then on 14, bogeys. So he's 10 under par at this point. He's gone from 14 under par walking into hole 11, and he's 10 under par now, and everyone says, oh my God, here comes the McIlroy meltdown. He's going to blow the Masters. Mm. 15, the par 5. Hits his drive in the fairway, but a little bit left. He's got to hit a big sling and draw. But guess what? He gets aggressive.
It's an incredible shot.
207 yards out. And so I could lay up and try to and hit a wedge shot, but guess what? That's not my MO. He hits a massive sling and draw, 7-iron, 207 yards. And it ends up about 6 feet from the hole.
Mm-hmm.
Now he misses the putt low, so he birdies it. Should have been an eagle chance for Rory, but he's still, now he's back tied for the lead at this point, back to 11 under par.
Mm-hmm.
And then 16, he pars.
Okay.
17, he hits one to about 3 feet.
That shot was incredible.
And here's the problem, though. Justin Rose gets bogey on 17, birdies 18. So he's got the clubhouse lead at 11 under par. McIlroy is at 12 under par. You're asking, how does he blow this on 18? How does McIlroy blow this? Well, the drive was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
125 yards out, left side of the fairway. And what happens next? He pushes the damn ball right, like he did on 13, into the bunker. Good bunker shot to about 5 feet.
He missed a five-footer.
Misses it on the low side left. And here we are.
McIlroy, he didn't really miss it even close.
No, it wasn't.
I mean, he missed it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Five-footer.
It didn't lip out, Sid.
I thought it would lip, at least. Nope.
He missed it on the amateur side.
Yeah.
The low side. Never had a chance to go in. Never had a chance.
Hmm.
So we go to a playoff where Justin Rose, again, they play 18 once again. McIlroy and Rose both hit massive drives down the middle.
Par four.
Par four. Justin Rose hits his second shot to about 15 feet behind the cup.
Incredible shot.
It was. And he's been on the range for like an hour at this point, hitting range balls, waiting for Rory to finish to see if he's going to make a playoff, which he did. McIlroy hits one finally. He gets redemption, almost the same spot as his tee shot the previous hole.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes back to about 3 feet. Rose misses the birdie putt by an inch.
Mm-hmm.
And McIlroy makes the birdie putt. So this roller coaster of a round of highs and lows and highs and lows still results in the first ever Masters green jacket for Rory. And he officially becomes the sixth member of the Grand Slam of all four major winners.
Career Grand Slam.
Career Grand Slam.
Six.
Can you name him, Steve?
Yeah, that's right. My screen. Yeah.
He's cheating. He's got the name.
Yeah, I thought it was the most interesting thing to me about this whole thing. Tiger did it. Jack Nicklaus. Tiger did it at the 2000 Open. Jack Nicklaus did it at the 1966 Open. Gary Player at the 1965 Open. Ben Hogan at the 1953 Open. And Bill would remember the 1935 Masters. Gene Sarazen.
Oh, yeah. Gino.
Gino nailed it.
Gene Sarazen. I think when we were kids, there were golf balls that had
the name
Sarazen on it.
That'd be Slazenger, wouldn't it be?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's right.
There was
God, Slazenger. He nailed us. He just...
Close enough.
You know that?
Because they still exist.
Yeah.
Like got the panther on it, basically.
They were supposed to be dubbed as illegal balls. They traveled further.
Is that right?
That was the big thing.
Dubbed.
They had to go.
Slazenger.
Dubbed.
And they, that they would travel further.
You just crushed me. I was sitting in my truck last night reading this stuff, and I thought, I think there was a Sarazen ball.
Yeah.
Slazenger.
Slazenger, Sarazen, I can understand the difference there.
McIlroy, the thing that freaked me out, too, about McIlroy, his last major win was 2014.
Yes.
You've gone that long.
Well, he missed. Remember, he's playing head-to-head with
DeChambeau.
DeChambeau, Bryson. And now when I say head-to-head in the same group, they're not playing match play. I get that. But, he blows the Open last year.
Right.
I mean, he blows it bad.
He missed two three-foot putts the last two holes.
And lose it to – and so that had to be just gut-wrenching to have lost those that he did to come back. There's a couple things I thought was fascinating.
Okay.
One is – he takes the lead by one on 18. He's backed up a little bit. Like they're gonna for the, they, he stays on 17 green for a long time because they're a little backed up.
Right.
He's kind of not only taking it in, just I'm not going to walk up there and just kind of wait. But as he does this, in between, so he just scored a birdie and he's on a roll. And he decides to eat a fist-sized power bar and drink two canisters of water. I was blown away by
it.
Wow. They're showing him, and he's just inhaling this.
Is this a nervous thing, though?
That's what I'm wondering.
It's just a nervous tick.
I'm going like, if I'm going to the biggest moment, I just scored a birdie.
Yep.
I don't know if right now if I need an extra 1,000 calories and a gallon of water in me. I mean, something? I mean, I know they do it on the course, but I was taking, I mean, he was nervous.
Except he is housing this water.
He's just. It was like, I'm sure he's a little dehydrated, but I'm like, to this point, I'm like, do you really need 24 ounces of water before this last tee shot? And
we should have known something was going to happen there.
I mean, and then he did. He had the power. I'm not so sure he didn't eat two, Jake. I'm not sure. I'd like to know that. But I was taken back by, I'm watching this going like, is this the time? Right before hole 18?
Yeah. So here's the problem. The group ahead of McIlroy, DeChambeau, Ludvig Oberg, and I think Corey Connors, or Patrick Reed, one of the two. Oberg hit three bunker shots on 18. One of them came back to his feet. And so he hit the lip on a second shot, comes right back to him, all right, hitting three, pushes that in the bunker on the side. He makes a seven on the hole. He was tied for the lead after, I think, hole 15. And he ends up seventh place or sixth place because he choked the last two holes.
He hits the lip by this much, and it cost him $1 million.
It cost him a million dollars.
He hit the lip by this much because he's just hitting out of the deal, and it just catches the lip back to him. Then he just went back and forth over the top of the green.
Yes, this is why McIlroy is waiting forever to hit shots, because it's not only his tee shots. Now the second shot, he's going to wait for this disaster ahead of him that Ludvig Oberg is choking on the green.
Well, Ludvig Oberg.
Also, was it 17?
Yes.
Reed had a $1 million shot also.
He did.
Yeah, boom. Bounced it in.
He eagled it.
Yes.
From the fairway.
Yes.
Patrick Reed, former Masters champion, finished third place. He had a great tournament for Patrick Reed.
Yeah, that was a lot of cash came in his pocket for that one shot.
It did. But it was, I mean, this is what you dream of for the Masters. Last year, Scheffler won it by 4 strokes. There was very low drama on the back nine, on the second nine. Today, I mean, it appeared to be going that way when McIlroy leads by 5, going to a hole 11, but he cannot help himself from having sort of disaster.
When he was
just in his blood.
When he was up 5, I told Laura, I said, "I go, you know what? I'm not down with this. I want it to be better." And all of a sudden, within what, about 20 minutes, it was like, "Oh wow, here, what just happened?"
Here's in corner.
I'm looking at the text I sent Sip because I was trying to inform. I knew Bill was likely watching. And Sip, I was trying to get to watch it. This is my text I sent to you, Sip.
I know. I was getting text from.
I said, "Second nine starting now." You said, "Okay, perfect." And then, I said, in about an hour, you'd better be watching. Yeah. Rory's choke has begun.
I was getting updates from people. I knew what was going on. I just couldn't switch away.
If it was coming from Greg, I'd be questioning it a little
some
bit.
Some of it right now,
with this rainstorm that's rolling in.
True. Greg sent a Masters update text. Yeah, my brother did. Yeah.
Marty?
Yes. I knew what was going on. I knew what was going on. It sounded good.
It was the best Masters, I think. The only one I can remember that I enjoyed more, because I watched it live with mono at home, because I got mono from spring break to Padre Island, got spring break, missed a month of school at Wesleyan, and I watched Jack Nicklaus win it when he was in 86.
Oh, 86.
So I'm home with mono. Yes, home with mono, and I'm watching the Masters, watching Jack Nicklaus in 86 win it.
86, you remember that?
Yeah, that was incredible.
God,
I think the other competitive one for people would say, besides that one, would be 2019 when Tiger won.
When Tiger won.
So Rory goes 11 years between majors, and so had Tiger. He went from 08 to 19 without a major. Rory's from 14 to 25. Both those incredible golfers went 11 years between majors. Think about that for a second.
Just think of how hard it is to win. How hard it is to win. And
I mean, Rory's 35, and he's saying things like, "I didn't think it. I was starting to wonder if it ever happened." I'm like, "You're 35. You got 10 more years at least."
He's been just burnt in so many different ways where you just start questioning yourself. Can I still close? He's won twice this year. You know, he had a monkey off his back in terms of this year. He's won 2 times. He won the Players' Championship. You know, he's had a great season so far. And so he came in as the favorite, and he backed it up. Don't forget, day one, he's 4 under par through 14, and he double bogeys 2 holes to end the day at even par. Then he goes 6 under both Friday and Saturday. And yesterday, let's look at this. I mean, he leads by 2 shots entering the day. By the end of hole one, he's tied for the lead. Yeah. DeChambeau pars, and Rory double bogeys number one. And then McIlroy pars number two, DeChambeau birdies two. So all of a sudden, 2 holes in, he's down by a shot to DeChambeau.
So McIlroy, the first Masters champion to card 4 double bogeys in a tournament, 2 in the first round. So he had 2 double bogeys yesterday?
Yes, he did. Yep, he doubled number one and double number 13. And round one, he doubled 15 and then 17.
The most intriguing part to me wasn't the golf. It was just, all I could think about was what was going through the minds of, and when they would show the scoreboard, the crowd would go nuts.
Yes.
When all of a sudden they would show that it was like, oh man, there's, watch this thing happen. And then you can just see it on Rory's face. It's like, what is happening? What is happening? And it was, all I can put in my mind is like just being in those spots, what it's like, what your gut feels like at these times and what's going on, you know, through everything. Oh, it was remarkable.
I was thinking the same thing about Marty.
Yeah.
don't forget this also. I mean, it still is the case here in 2025. You cannot bring cell phones on the property. Cell phones are not allowed. So as Bill says, all those fans that are at the Masters sitting on hole 18.
Okay, Jake just killed my Bill's thrills. That's okay.
But you didn't tell me what was happening.
I tell you, I was so close. I was within seconds.
Well,
of it like that.
I can't. Yeah. Anyways,
I was within seconds.
There's no cell phones at the Masters, and these guys can't watch. They are seriously just watching the scoreboard
see
the numbers that. Cause it's all manual. They put the numbers in manually.
Okay.
Not digitally.
Yeah. So it's not about taking calls on the course. It's about following the tournament.
Yes, there is no cell phone coverage on the golf course. You can't watch it. So you can't watch the Masters app while you're on the golf course either. They're trying to track what's happening.
There's nothing better. It's the greatest sporting event ever because of the disconnect to connect that you'll never regret because of that.
Are we doing it now?
No. We are. You're into it now.
We'll go something else.
No. We've already hit on it. I got two of them. I always have to have backup Bill Strills but I will have to say what it is next time because Jake's going to cut into it.
Well, you didn't know, did
you? I had no idea. You didn't know. That's just it's a
but
fact.
But that, when they would show, it's the greatest sporting event ever because of the no cell phone rule. I mean, they showed, CBS shows, after he wins it, and there's about a 2.5 minute showing his walk through the crowd to the clubhouse, whatever. And they go silent and they just show him show the fans with that. If that would have been fans with cell phones, everyone would have been filming.
Yep.
Instead, everyone's just watching. And when you watch the crowd, it's when they show the last shot that he makes of the putt to win. They show the crowd, not one with no cell phones. You'll never see that again. It'll never happen. And they talked about that the players said it was so incredible because they had eye contact with the fans, the players did. Because guess what? They're not holding their cell phones.
This is why the end of tournaments are great because it was so he makes the putt. Jim Nantz announces him as the winner. CBS actually goes 6.5 minutes without saying a word. It's just they let the video tell the picture. No words from anybody for 6.5 minutes, and it was awesome. You'd say, give me more minutes of that. I don't want more. I want to soak up even more.
It's beautiful. Jim Nantz.
Still going.
Who does it with him?
Trevor Immelman. There's a cast of people that go with him, but Trevor Immelman's his number two right now. Not Nick Faldo anymore. He's been gone for a couple years.
Hmm.
No but problem. Congrats to Rory McIlroy, winner of the Masters, 11 under par, goes to a playoff. Incredible shot in the playoff, and I was just saying, please don't miss another 3-foot putt. If he had missed that putt, that one, there's no way he wins the playoff.
I tell you,
no chance.
He didn't put it in the middle of the hole. It was left side.
I thought it was lipping out. Bill.
It wasn't like he could have missed it.
Patrick Reed third.
Scottie Scheffler fourth.
Yes, and he was never really a factor. I mean, he was two back at one point, but he just never could make putts like usual.
Eight under. Bryson DeChambeau and Sungjae Im.
His name.
Tied for fifth.
There we go. Congrats to Rory. Fun tournament. And I'm glad I was able to watch almost the whole thing while Marty Bird was fighting off all the demons in Ozark there. When we come back,
saving everybody.
We're going to have a lot of conversations throughout the day, but we'll get to the open thoughts on Tennessee moving on from Nico Yamaleva next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If your job at a healthcare facility includes disinfecting against viruses, you know prevention is the best medicine. And maintaining healthy spaces starts with a healthy cleaning routine. Grainger's world-class supply chain helps ensure you have the quality products you need when you need them. From disinfectants and cleaning supplies to personal protective equipment, so you can help deliver a clean bill of health. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.